Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's a joy to bring the Word of the Lord to you today, and I've just been rejoicing as I've been answering the mail. So many wonderful letters of testimony that have come in. Medical bills being written off, and I have one before me right now, a sister writing from St. Helena, California, and she says, "Thank you for your prayers regarding my son. He is doing very well. Praise God. He's like himself again. And no side effects that I can see. Praise God." So God is moving and touching the lives of his people. And if you're in need today, I encourage you, as the announcer would give you the mailing address at the end of the broadcast. If you need the support and prayer, that's what this ministry has been raised up since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. And I just thank the Lord for this privilege. It's one of the joys of my heart and my life to be able to read the letters that come in and also to share back what the Lord gives. And there have been, I just have stacks of testimonies of how people have been blessed by the word of the Lord that the Holy Spirit has allowed me to share. It's always just the right timing. And speaking of the Holy Spirit, as I was seeking the Lord, I felt a real stirring in my heart to do some teaching today and this week on the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. Our lives can be so transformed when we develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And some of this, what I may be sharing with you, if you've walked with the Lord for a time, it may be very familiar knowledge to you, but it's always good to hear the word of the Lord. You know, our Father is in heaven, and Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is physically not here on this earth. When he was resurrected from the dead, he received a glorified body, and he ascended to heaven. And he will not be back on this earth until the Father says it's time to come. However, Jesus had some wonderful news for his disciples before he left. And he said, "I'm going to send you another comforter. In fact, it's needful that I go, because if I don't go, he won't come." And on that marvelous day of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he came into the earth. He came to fill the hearts and the lives and the spirits of every born-again believer. He did it on the day of Pentecost, and he's been doing it ever since that time. So I want to share with you about the person of the Holy Spirit. And before we begin, let's join our hearts in prayer as we share the word of the Lord. Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we invite you on this broadcast. We invite you to make alive to every listener the realities of your person and the various roles that you've been assigned by the Father to fulfill in our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for anointing me to bring the word of the Lord, and that every heart will be open. Ears, spiritual ears, will be receptive to learn and hear about you. Praise the Lord. Well, as I begin to share, as we can contemplate the whole subject of God, we know ever since the beginning of of creation, when God created Adam and Eve, he walked and talked with Adam and Eve. The opening chapters of the book of Genesis describe that kind of communion and fellowship they had. But when sin entered and Adam and Eve were thrust from the garden, then God has always wanted to reveal himself to man. He ministered and spoke audibly to his servants, for example, like Noah. And under the new under the old covenant, when God brought his people out of Egypt and he desired to give the law to them, we know that God appeared not only just to select servants, as Moses, for example, when he spoke out of the burning bush, but he spoke to all of the assembly, all of the people of Israel in the mount, out of the midst of fire, out of the cloud, and out of thick darkness with a great voice. That was on Mount Sinai. It says the whole mountain was aflame and smoking with the presence of God. And they actually saw the glory of God, his greatness, and they heard the voice of God. And they were afraid, and they said, if we hear the voice of the Lord anymore, we shall die. So they had Moses go as an in-between, if you will, to present the law of the Lord that God wanted them to have and know. And so there were various signs and ways in which God revealed himself. And then the most wonderful marvel of all the ages, God became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was born of a virgin, Emmanuel, God with us, God incarnate in the flesh. And as we look at the ministry and life of Jesus, we can see that another person was involved intimately with the events of Jesus' life. From the moment of his conception, through his baptism, through his temptations in the wilderness, his ministry, and his death and resurrection, until the moment of his ascension to the Father, we see that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, he was with Jesus every moment until his earthly ministry was finished and he did ascend to the Father. And today, the Holy Spirit works hand in hand with Jesus to do the will of the Father on earth. When leaving this world, Jesus said, I will send you another comforter, which indeed came as they tarried in the upper room on the day of Pentecost with the sound of a rushing mighty wind and cloven tongues of fire. That's how it appeared to one another. The Holy Spirit came into them and baptized them with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in another language. Now, our answer, of course, or our question today would be, how can we receive this Holy Spirit? Well, the answer is given in Acts, the second chapter, verses 38. When Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or forgiveness of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, beloved, we can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost if we are willing to repent and turn away from our sins. And when we do that and accept Jesus as Savior into our hearts and lives, the blessed person of the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us. In fact, it is the Holy Spirit himself who gives us the power to repent from these same sins. And then he is bestowed on us as an eternal friend. Now, this is dramatically different from God's dealing with his people under the Old Covenant. Under the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon selected people, prophets, priests, judges, kings, and then it was only for a season. But beloved, now he comes into us, layman and prophet and pastor and leader alike, and he abides with us. Praise God. And so what I want to be sharing with you in the next several days is that the Holy Spirit is in fact a person and that he wants to share life with us. Praise God. Now, let me ask you a question. If I mention the name of Jesus, if you start thinking about him, what he's like, the things that he did on this earth, how do you feel? Doesn't your heart just warm and experience a longing for all that Jesus is. I'm doing it right now. I'm smiling as I think about Jesus. Now, think about the Holy Spirit. What's your response? For some reason, we have failed to apply the same qualities to the Holy Spirit as we do to Jesus. And yet, it's that very thing that will open our hearts to the gifts and manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So why do we have this difficulty? Well, in some cases, the doctrine of the personality of the Holy Spirit has been neglected. And then secondly, we tend to treat the Holy Spirit as a power or an experience rather than a person. And he is a person. I've heard some people refer to the baptism of the Holy Spirit when they ask, someone's been prayed, they say, well, have you received it? Well, beloved, he is not an it. That's actually offensive. He's not an it. He is a person, a wonderful person that I pray that as we spend these next broadcasts together, you'll come to love and know more intimately. Praise God. But as this broadcast draws to a close, I would like to share some letters that have come in recently, and one is from a minister writing from San Leandro. And she says, "Dear Sister Judith, I appreciate receiving your letters. I say this to you all the time. It's so seldom I get letters. Email, yes. Letters, only you. I'm so grateful for your ministry. Praise God." Well, I know we're living in the 21st century and emails are a part of life. They're a great convenience. And in fact, we are in the process of creating our website. We have the broadcasts available on our website. And you can email me there from the website if you'd like to do that. The announcer will give you that physical address where you can check out the UCM website. But also, there is a value, I believe, in actual correspondence and actual letters. You know, the whole Bible is a series of letters, love letters that have been written by the Holy Ghost through various holy men of old that were given to us that we can learn the ways of the Lord. And in closing, there's one other letter I'd like to share from a brother writing from Lorain, Texas. And he says, "Dear Sister Judith, God bless you in all that you do. Thank you for your prayers. You're always an inspiration." And he signs, "A brother in Christ," writing from Lorain, Texas. God bless you. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do want to thank you for listening, for your prayer support, for your financial gifts. Without your help, we couldn't remain on this station. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best for everybody.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,